89.7 WITR Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And more. And,
I have no friggin' chair.
We're friggin' here with no friggin' chair, but lots of friggin' comedy. And, we're on till 3 o'clock. We got new stuff. We got tons of new stuff because we weren't on last week.
Yeah.
Well, tons compared to what we usually have. Last week we weren't on. Sorry about that, everybody. But
technical difficulties.
They were here. We did show up,
but we couldn't go on the air.
Yeah, there were electrical work on the roof. It was so what, you know, middle of the night. We should have been able to go on.
But they should have told us ahead of time. Yeah.
Well, they did, but see, the deal was, any time outside of certain hours, it depends. We might be able to go on when we're sure.
Okay.
So
okay.
They couldn't really plan ahead. But we got lots of stuff. We got, what did you read? Something called Sea Monster?
Yeah, some band sent me the CD called Sea Monster.
Okay.
It's not half bad. It's just kind of a generic rock band, kind of funny lyrics.
Okay, we'll play something off of that. We got Malone and New Cheese.
Never heard of them.
Looking forward to that one. They're on Picklehead, which is a label that Rusty of Faust and Lewis does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're on that label. So, and some of that's all right.
I got to get a chair. This is killing me.
I'll make the break short. We got lots of other stuff, too. And I don't know, maybe some surprises. And you want to hear anything? 475-2271. Call up and friggin' request something. And we're going to start off with, what I queue up?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to start with this, whatever it is that I queued up.
Don't touch that dial. I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seemed, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. And hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered, and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shape, and Godzilla driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch, he just chewed up a suburb or two, and for dinner, he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
What? Sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. You will never be taught. The cockroach ate Cincinnati. Olay!
Olay? That's dumb.
Listen up, brothers and sisters. Come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers. Coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being appeal.
Hiding there inside the
sea. Rated and seamed with no
mercy. Burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Parrot juice constitutes murder.
And that's a real
greenhouse's prison for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's
air.
Call a spade a spade. I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage.
I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being peeled,
having their insides
rated and seamed with no
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really
bad. Murder.
And that's a real
greenhouse prison for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's call a spade a spade. How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccoli bleed in the soup.
I'm tiring. I've shaved your tomatoes, let potted plants free. Don't mess that potato. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being peeled.
In the stir fry are
rated and seen with no mercy.
You fat gourmet,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot juice constitutes murder.
V8 genocide.
Greenhouses prison for slaves.
Get your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a
spade. Is a spade 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 is a
This song is about cheerleaders. It I grew up in a little town in Indiana, not too far from here, about 30 miles, and I was a cheerleader in 7th grade. And then in 8th grade, I didn't make it. And I was very sad about it, and I had to get over it. So my way of getting over it was to keep those cheers alive in my memory. And so one of my favorite cheers is contained in this next song. This song is about the kind of cheerleaders we must have been back then. It's called Cheerleaders on Drugs.
How do they jump so high?
How do they grip in here?
And spread their legs so wide?
And with a skirt that they wear?
How do they mount each one?
To make it here on
it? If the drug they're on
is myself in the list.
They wear their dark sunglasses.
If they take into place,
the players make their passes.
They drop their pom-poms to throw
them as that sneaks inside.
It's probably overspread.
The game's not over yet. It's time to go to bed. It seems like they must be on drugs or just stupid. Their boys are busty and just plain dumb. It seems like they're brainwashed, or Ryan is feed. Their brain suffers weight loss, 'cause how else could they cheer like,
go, you engines, go, you engines, chagawa, chagawa.
Go, you engines, go, you engines, chagawa.
Engines got the power.
Go, G-O, go.
It stunts their mental growth,
it makes it hard to find
a future livelihood,
for others are their
kind of marching band.
The boys in the tent, the rest and both the team are all the raving fans. Four cheerleaders on drugs. Cheerleaders on drugs. Cheerleaders on drugs.
It seems like I must be on drugs.
They're boys and boys.
Nothing dumb.
The drug interaction could just be some teamwork. Their voices and factions make them sound like.
Go, you engines.
Something they used to make us do back then.
Go, you engines. Go, you
this one on our own. Give me an I, give me an N, N, give me a J,
J, U, N, N.
Let me cut your mop. Let me save your crap. Daintily, daintily. Hey, you. Don't look so perplexed. Why must you be vexed? Can't you see you're next? Yes, you're next. You're so next. How about a nice close shave? Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still, don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no use to try escaping. Yell and scream and rant and rave. It's no use, you need a shave.
Ooh, ouch, ouch, ooh, ouch, ooh, ooh, ouch.
There, you're nice and clean. Although your face looks like it might have gone through a machine.
Oh, where do I get the wabbit?
What would you want with a wabbit? Can't you see that I'm much sweeter? I'm your little senorita. You are my type of guy. Let me straighten your tie, and I shall dance for you.
She's famous for Zsa Zsa, Zsa Zsa Gabor. You take away the Zsa Zsa got, and she's just a bore. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Is she famous for the movies?
I don't think so.
Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor, and is she famous for the Broadway stage?
I
don't think so. Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor, we're singing Zsa 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 Gabor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Zsa 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 Gabor. She used to get married, now she don't anymore. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Is she on a liquid diet?
I don't think so.
Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor, and is she famous for Green Acres? That was Arnold. Arnold the pig. We're singing Zsa 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 Gabor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. You take away the Zsa Zsa got, she's just a bore.
But she's dead, and that really kind of blows. Would have liked to kiss her head, her chin and cheeks and eyes and nose. And if she would have stuck around, think we could have had. Found a little joy, maybe some seasons in the sun. But now she's dead, and that's okay. At some point, everybody dies, and though her life was kind of short by the standards of today, it would have been long in medieval times. I really liked her, but she's dead. Though I don't know how she died. One guy told me it was junk, but someone else said that it lied. Another person said that she cut her own head off with a knife. I think that would have been too hard. Not the best way to end her life. But now she's dead and we are not. She's made it to the other side. I bet Jim Morrison is there. Kurt and Jerry didn't spy. And other people who have died. Liked her, but she's dead. At least I think that that's the case. I haven't seen her since she left, and no one else has seen her face. So she might still be alive, or gone. Till she calls me on the phone.
Driving in our bus across the California plain, headed for a gig when Muddy started to complain. So we stopped in this here bar, 'cause we were getting kinda dry, and we ordered up some beers. I guess you know the reason why. Doo-wah has tried them all at one time or another, and if you don't believe us, just listen to us, brother,
brother,
brother.
We drink lots of beer, boys. We drink lots of beer, boys. It makes me feel so queer, boys. But it's bringing us lots of cheer, boys. If you listen here, boys, we'll tell you about our beer.
Oh, we drink Coors, Budweiser, Hams, and Olympia cans, bottles, any way to get it in your own. Or a Heineken, Tuborg, Burgermeister, Lone Star, Burl, Balzac, Lucky Lager, Michelob, Miller, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck.
We drink lots of beer.
We drink Applet, Split, Jack, Bush, Blitz, Beck,
Bullhead,
Warren, Lecky, Doe, Lecky, Stray, Lecky, Doe, Lecky, Moose, Head, Puck, Corn, Elephant, Polly, Girl, Anchor, Porter, Anchor, Team, it's enough to make a stream. We drink lots of beer. Oh, we drink heavy beer, light beer, tail beer, stale beer, dew beer, cold beer, warm beer, cold beer, drop beer, draft beer, keg beer, keg.
Here, beer, there, beer, in my underwear, beer,
lost beer, found beer, drop beer.
We've had lots of beer.
So we all slid off our bar stools, feeling really fine. And Ron went to the bathroom.
It's the water.
But he had to wait in line. He stumbled to the bar to get another beer. And along came Fiddlesticks. And they said, now listen here. If you're going to win a muckamack, can we hitch a ride? We said, sure.
If you take the wheel.
Because we're too drunk to drive.
We drink lots of beer, boys. We drink lots of beer, boys. It makes us feel so queer, boys.
was, so famous, lots of cheer was. If you listen, here was, tell you about our beer.
Everybody sing along.
Oh, we drink Coors, Budweiser, and then Olympia cans, bottles, any way to get it in your loaner, a Heineken, two, four, Budweiser, Lone Star, Pearl, Falstaff, Lucky Lager, Michelob, Old Miller, Mickey Mouse, Songbook. We drink lots of beer.
Oh, we drink heavy beer, light beer, pale beer, stale beer, beer, full beer, warm beer, cold beer, strong beer, draft beer, beer,
beer, beer, beer, beer, beer, in modern wear, beer,
lost beer, found beer, dropped beer, ground beer,
we've had lots of beer. If you've got the time, we'll drink your beer.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now in peace. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana. Rwanda, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria. Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman. Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
897
WITR.
Henrietta
music.
And friggin' here. And the Animaniacs with Yakko's World by request and dedicated to Bill Bigsby. So, there
whatever
you go.
That means.
There you go, Bill. Hope you're listening. Before that, Fiddlesticks Beer Song. Jim Infantino with She's Dead off of his most recent album. You know what I got?
What did you get?
Today that I didn't get to reply to? I got an email today from Jim Infantino.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
And, he heard that I did a show and that I played his stuff.
Ah, cool.
I have no idea how he heard this, but now I have his email address.
So how come he didn't write to me? Huh?
I have no idea. But I got an email from him and I didn't get to reply to it yet. But he wants to come down sometime and play for us or something.
Oh, cool.
Which would be awesome.
Is he in the area or is he another California
dude? No, he's on Gadfly, which is it's out of Burlington, Vermont.
Okay. Yeah.
And it serves like the northeastern, like New England and everything. Like a bunch of people are on there. That last guy we played that I haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah.
Is on.
The Zsa Zsa song, right?
The Zsa Zsa song is also on Gadfly. Yeah, so, or he was on Gadfly. I don't know if Jim... I don't think Jim Infantino... I don't think the newest one was on Gadfly. But, yeah, he's, like, from Massachusetts or something.
Oh, okay.
So he's pretty close by.
It's doable.
Yeah. He wants to come by and do stuff. And that would be awesome. So on a future show of Friggin' Here, you might get to hear live Jim Infantino stuff.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. And before Jim Infantino, we played Richard Goldman with a song called Zsa Zsa.
That was cool.
Which was cool that we like played at random. I found it just shuffling through stuff. It had the word funny in the review, so I gave it a listen. Looney Tunes before that, by request, The Rabbit of Seville. If any of you ever wondered, you know, where I got all this Looney Tunes stuff, I have this album called Bugs on Broadway, which is a really good album of, like, all the old classic Looney Tunes cartoons. It's like a CD that was put out, I don't know, had to be 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more,
look,
I don't know.
Look around, you should be able to find it someplace.
Yeah, it's still around, and it's got all those things on it. Uncle Banzai before that with Cheerleaders on Drugs, which doesn't make any sense. Why is a group like an all-girl band called Uncle Banzai?
They're singing a song called Cheerleaders on Drugs. What more do you want?
Actually, Corky and the Juice Pigs was in between there with Eskimo.
Yeah, there we go.
And but I wrote them backwards, and then it was Uncle Banzai. And the Arrogant Worms were before that with Carrot Juice's Murder, and we started off with Possum with the Cockroach of 8 Cincinnati, an old classic demented song from the 60s or 70s. Or when was it? 60s,
I think.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that a 60s song? You know what? I didn't cue anything up, so...
Oh, here we go.
Who do you want to hear? Don
White?
You know,
you're supposed to be professional. You know.
College radio. We'll play some Don White for you. We can play Charlie and Maureen again.
Oh, that's a good tune.
It is good. I've played it before, but it's worth hearing. If you haven't heard it, you'll like it a lot, I'm sure. And after that, I mean, we've still got all the new stuff that I haven't played.
Both of them.
I played Richard Goldman.
Yeah.
Hadn't played that before. But yeah, Malone and Nucci's, and I think I got some new... We got a new Gideon Freudman I might play something
mm-hmm.
off of. And... let's see what else we got for you. But here, listen to Don White with Charlie and Maureen.
Maureen, great God Almighty Maureen, the fictional queen. She has been drinking sombreros all night. She's been staring at John, who is perhaps half her age. Maybe 15 years ago, even though she wasn't beautiful, she might have had a slim chance at him anyway. The chance is substantially slimmer today. Now Charlie is giving her the eye, and she recalls his first wife and their reception at the old Legion Hall. And he was muscular back then. What happens to mid-age men? The muscles in their chest seem to fall. Now he looks like he swallowed a basketball. She says, you know something, Charlie, if you lost about 40 pounds and worked out sometimes at the gym, and if you bought some new clothes to wear once in a while, combed your hair, shaved those whiskers off your chin. I'm trying to pitch you now, Charlie, and you gotta admit it's something of a challenge, so give me a couple minutes here if you could. I think you'd still be ugly as sin. Give me a break, Maureen. You ain't no beauty queen, no matter how much rouge you put on. And she knows he would rather be taking home Sarah. He knows she would rather go home with John. Dream on, mid-age divorcees, dream on. And Charlie and Maureen aren't the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. And when they get it on, she imagines he's John. He imagines he's Sarah McMahon. It ain't love, but hell, it ain't so bad. He says, hey, you wanna hear a funny one? Soon your daughter will be 21. And drinking down here with her mom. And I want to see the look on your face when she comes up to you one day and says, I'm moving in with the man in the morning. It's that cute guy down the bar who's named John. She says, have you heard that age-old line? They all look good at closing time, cause you're drunk and your options are few. Well, I have had 12 drinks, give or take a few. It is last call now, 10 till 2. And Charlie, I'm looking at you. And I don't think that old line is true. Charlie and Maureen aren't the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. and when they get it on, she imagines he's John, he imagines she's Sarah McMahon. It ain't love, but hell, it ain't so bad. Now, at this point, Charlie and Maureen's enchanted evening, as it were, Charlie's had 14 Budweisers and three of those remarkably illuminating shots of peppermint schnapps. He's beginning to become profound and philosophical. He looks over to Maureen with this look of impending nirvana in his eyes, as if perhaps he's experiencing some sort of spiritual illumination. Satori in barroom, if you will, not to paraphrase Kerouac, although I do understand that it is mandatory in some painfully hip folk venues close to Harvard Square that you do paraphrase Kerouac at least once during every performance. Having fulfilled that obligation, I'd like to tell you what Charlie said. He said, "Excuse me, Maureen. I just had this strange thought. I think you and I are like the Red Sox. We're always trying to catch up from behind. Always score big in the first inning, and through the whole game we're winning. Then we give up the grand slam in the ninth. Maureen, I think we're the best fifth place team of all time." She says, "That's brilliant. It's philosophical. Lord, I need another sombrero. Here's the key. Please warm up the pinto." And it's a story without a miracle. The ending is predictable. The drunk Juliet, the fat Romeo. They're not exactly inspiring, but at least they're not alone. And Charlie and Maureen are not the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. And when they get it on, she imagines he's John, he imagines he's Miss December 1993. But he has the good sense not to tell her that he'll be sleeping in the damn pinto. It ain't love, but it ain't so bad.
Thank you.
Meanwhile,
oil pods upon the coffee table, and it lights up one of Eddie's cigarettes. Well, now on things will be done my way in the apartment. Yeah, the apartment. And it eats all the pretzels, and it drinks all the beer in the fridge, so it never hears the footsteps of the giant mouse that Eddie keeps to take care of the cheese problem in Eddie's apartment.
I got something special here. I got it right here in my pocket. Hey, come a little closer, friend. I found it deep in my closet. It's smaller than a bread box. It's smaller than a matchbox. It's the world's smallest violin. Here, let me show you how to use it. Are you feeling downhearted? Are you wearing a frown? Has your job got your balls in a knot? Is your world upside down? Wait just 1 minute, my friend, before your fucking complaining begins. I'll serenade you as you go down the tubes. I got the world's smallest violin. Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling abused? Are you looking for that front page headline on the evening news? Not at my expense, asshole. Let the games begin. And when you get knocked on your fucking ass, I got the world's smallest violin. Trusted, we elected it. We thought it had a brain. But now its dirty lying, thieving ways are driving everybody insane. So keep your political slogans conservative, liberal, and thin. My party slogan is get the fuck out! I got the world's smallest violin. It's time to take the garbage out. It's time to pull your weight. But you just want to sit around on your fucking ass and oral masturbate. Keep your mouth shut, you big fucking baby. Be a man once you take it on the chin. You're gonna sit around and cry for my sympathy. I got the world's smallest violin. And by the way, stick it up your legs.
The other day, and I kind of got real mad when I saw a picture of Elvis's grave, and
yay.
Elvis's grave was like covered with panties and stockings and brassieres and lingerie.
Condoms.
You know, I was looking at this and wondering, why is it that the only guys that get really good sex happen to be dead?
I don't know, man.
Maybe I'm losing my mind. Maybe I just lost touch with American women today.
In fact,
I've been so out of touch, I haven't gotten any action in I don't know how long.
2 years, by my count.
I guess I gotta be stiff.
Hey, I made that joke already.
Hey, no pun intended.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so we're going to get on into the chorus here.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Hey, baby, don't you know I'm too tired to cry? Besides, the sensitivity thing just doesn't work. I guess I'll have to die.
Hey!
Oh. Hey, honey, don't you know I'm only a candy?
Harmony,
tell me, baby, if I die, will you have sex with me?
Alright!
So we're gonna get into the area of Jim Morrison. I really don't have all the facts on him, mainly because I haven't seen the movie.
Praise Oliver.
Surprised that Mr. Stone didn't try to say that John F. Kennedy actually lived and then killed Jim Morrison.
Actually, I saw it. That's what happened.
We'll get into further theories about that later on. Anyway, I heard about all these women taking these bizarre-ass pilgrimages to France to go see where, I don't know, Jim Morrison died or is dead or there's a big rock. I don't know.
Yes,
sir,
yes, so.
So anyway, I hear that Jim Morrison drowned in a bathtub. You know, these war heroes don't get any sympathy because they were stupid, but honorable Jim Morrison,
he
drowned while trying to clean himself. I'm impressed.
Hey, don't you know I'm too tired to cry.
All right. Yeah,
shut up.
My sensitivity thing just doesn't work. I guess I'll have to die.
Alright.
Hey, honey, don't you know I'm the way I can be?
Oh,
tell me, baby, if I die, will you have sex with me?
Holy sex.
Alright, what'd you say?
No, not to be confused with phone sex.
It's a common error.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, well, whatever. This is me on the sack.
Yeah, you and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, me and Doug McKenzie.
Or is it Bob? Who knows?
All right. Time to get into the area that really makes me mad. This guy last year decided he was going to make buckshot salad of his head because he had too much money, too much fame, and he was just plain successful. So anyway, you know what I'm talking about. He's Mr. Nirvana himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, after he died, I see this thing on the news with a bunch of women with candles.
Ooh.
Anyway, I was watching this stuff and was just envious as hell, and I couldn't believe that I was jealous of a dead guy.
Only you,
you know, these guys seem to get more action in one day than I get in my whole life.
Doesn't help that you're ugly.
Oh, what a... Shut up.
Yeah.
What are you doing in this song anyway? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, baby, don't you know?
Is this it?
I'm too tired to cry.
All right, you suck, man.
Besides, the sensitivity thing just doesn't work.
You sing like hell, man.
I guess I'll have to die.
All right.
Hey, honey, don't you know? I'm lonely as can be. Tell me, baby. If I die, will you have sex with me?
All right.
Hey, baby, don't you know?
Everybody.
I'm too tired to cry.
Wait.
Besides, the sensitivity thing just sucks.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I guess I'll have to die.
Ketchup and chocolate, toothpaste and an orange, flossing your teeth with a guitar string is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Fishing at SeaWorld, bowling with a brick, lace and Velcro is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Chopsticks and Slurpees. Ice cream on your stick. Washing your car with an SOS pad is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Klingons and Barney. Cigarettes and treadmills. Taking a bath with a toaster. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Blowing your nose with sandpaper. Bungee jumping with paper clips. When he told Bruce Lee that you kick his ass, it was a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Thank you.
in the morning. That was Gideon Freudman with the Hasidic Jig off of a new album that he just put out called Adobe Doghouse. And I like that song.
That was cool.
That was awesome. You want to hear something really cool?
Yeah.
Gideon Freudman
sent you email.
No. We got the CD, and I sent the label email telling them, you know, we got the CD, thanks. And they send this email back to me telling me, you know, Gideon's in Detroit right now, and he's got a show in Syracuse tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Well, not tomorrow. This was last Wednesday, I guess, was tomorrow. And
you should have told me last Wednesday. I would have gone.
And so they're like, you know, give me a call, and maybe he can stop by. So the next day, during my lunch break, I come down here, and I give the label a call. And they're like, okay, and we talk and stuff, and I give them my number. And they're like, if anything works out, you'll get a call. That night, I'm down here at the station doing work and, you know, just whatever. The phone rings, and I never answer the phone, but I answer it this time just randomly, like out of the blue, which I never do. It's Gideon Freudman calling, looking for me because he's at the exit right outside of Rochester on the thruway, and he wants to know if he can stop by and do some stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, yeah, and I give him directions, and he comes down here. And we set up in the studio, and we recorded about a half hour of live music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he had his electric cello. Have you seen the pictures of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
It's awesome.
Like it's strings in a tree branch.
I guess, I think his explanation of it, you'll probably hear it because we did a short interview afterwards, and as soon as I get that all edited, it's going to be aired on a future show.
Cool.
So we'll have lots of live Gideon Freudman music in an interview. And it's like, he said it was a cross between like a crossbow and like something else. It's like imagine a cello where everything is gone.
Yeah, it's like, it's just strings on a piece of wood.
It's strings on a piece of wood, and then there's like a curve at the top, like two hooks going to either side on the top and two on the bottom, so you get like the general shape of the cello, but it's not complete.
The big, like yeah, that big
bar.
Wooden thing in the middle is missing.
It's really kind of unique looking, and he actually does play all that stuff himself. When you hear like three or four different cellos in there,
yeah,
he's got like what he'll do is he'll play it once, and then he'll hit a pedal and it'll loop it, and then he'll go on to playing something else,
cool.
And he can do that like three or four times in one song. It's really kind of cool. He was really good. But that's coming up.
Cool.
And that's maybe not next week, because next week I think is going to be our midsummer Christmas show.
That would be cool.
But maybe the week after that. And so you better tune in and listen to it on friggin' here on WITR Henrietta. Again, I have not queued anything up. You know, I keep telling you about this, but I think I'm going to actually play it now. Malone and Nucci is something I just got. It's what it is, if you listen to the whole CD, it's about these two guys that are going bar hopping, and they go into all these, like, completely whacked out, you know, bars that, you know, the last place you'd want to walk into, basically.
Yeah.
And they just, different scenarios of that all the way through the whole album. Some of them are skits and some of them are songs, and it's kind of cool. And we're gonna play a song off of it.
Did you announce the rest of the songs you played?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, I didn't think you did either.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
But we're gonna play that. I guess I'll tell everybody what I played. Before Gideon Freudman, but after the Animaniacs of the last set.
Yeah.
Before that was None of the Above with Bad Idea. And before that was Mr. Zip with If I Die, Will You Have Sex With Me? And before that was Sea Monster. Oh, yeah, Sea Monster.
Sea Monster.
What a random thing that was. With The World's Smallest Violin. You got that randomly in the mail?
Yeah, that arrived in my mailbox on Wednesday, I think, or Tuesday.
No,
and
notification beforehand, just randomly
showed
up.
Usually I get
up.
Email first, and this, it just showed up in the mail, like, and you're like, hey, play this one.
The last thing
okay.
I got randomly in the mail was an M&M Minis baseball hat. It's got like this embroidered M&M Minis logo on the front. I'm like, what the hell is this? I have no idea. Sea Monster. Whatever. Kenny Young and the Eggplants before that with Eddie's Apartment, and Don White with Charlie and Maureen.
Yeah.
Good song. Makes me cry every time. But I guess now we'll play Malone and Nucci's. I guess this is their first CD. Actually, this one says copyright 1993.
Uh-oh.
I think it's their only CD, though.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really new, but...
I was going to say they're sending you recycled
actually,
material.
I think you might have heard this song, like, you being the guy I'm pointing at, not you listening.
You as in me.
Yeah. But here it is.
He was a tourist from St. Louis in Honolulu, a place to go to. He saw dogs and volcanoes, had his camera in his hand. He was so lonesome and not too handsome, went to a luau to watch him dance him. He drank the rum till he was numb, grabbed a princess by the fucas, then he sang. Wanna whack a weenie? Mama, give me itsy moo, give me coconutty doo-doo. Oh, you noodle, grab me lulu, wanna lay it, even pay it just to say you're mine. It was a beauty, from New Jersey, in her hotel room, she showed no mercy. She left a ring with her sarong tied to a thingy, things went wrong, oh, mighty, mighty. Left him lying and bed a crying. His man was broken, his chicken choking. He went insane, no human drain. He jumped in a live volcano. Now he's toast, but there's no pain. Oh, and you still can hear the natives sing today. What a wagaweenie, mama, itty itsy moo. Give me coconutty goo goo. Oh, you're new, you're driving lulu. Wanna pay, even pay it just to say you'll be mine. Just to say you'll be mine. Just to say you'll be mine. Just to say just to say you'll be mine.
For the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain, yet love. every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Of the information superhighway, dozing in the glade, here beside the fiber optic byway, corned beef in the can, White House on the wire, roll another analog on the fire. Of the information superhighway, in the chilly winter, huddled up beside my printer. But this morning, boys, I've been to Rio on my modem line. I used to take a nap and say that nothing much was happening, but now I'm learning Japanese and how to choose a good wine. And when feeling low, I'll access the vice president and tell him so. I'm lazy in the shade of the information superhighway.
Let's see, channel 436, America's Funniest Home Surgery Videos. 437, Afterlife Styles of the Dead and Famous. 438, Dobie Gilligan, the All Bob Denver Network. 439, Censorship Channel, nothing on.
Drag my internet through the data stream, carrying a metaphor, what might seem a bit too far. I'm lazed in the shade of the information superhighway. Found myself a female who could make me glad to be male, so I whispered in her email, honey, won't you megabyte mine? But now my elocution's gotten into distribution, and some guy in the Aleutian Islands wants to know my sign. And when I hear that final bell, I'll fax my working organs to Jocelyn Elders. I'm easing down the glade, and may I say, not in a shy way, I'm
laid
in the shade,
not in the shade
of the information superhighway.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls
underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, Keener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Rufus stumbled through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside, and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Rufus got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
It's the second week of deer camp,
and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
Push a razor blade through your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose. Spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes. To the punk, drink a little beer and drink a little scotch. Turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch. It's no fun if you just sit and watch. To the
jump, 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 up and down and play. Grab a safety pin into your face. Excuse me while I leave the human race.
Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpit, terminal acne. Nothing but death for me. If I find I had too much to drink, I will go and vomit in the sink. I feel just like the missing link when I do the pop polka.
Take note of the authentic African-American beat I'm using in this tune. Well, I was talking to my manager about a new plan of attack. He says, you play great for guitar, but don't forget, you're black. Now here's a new promotional angle that'll put us on the map. We'll create a whole new genre, call it country western rap. Yodelay-hoo. 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 Can't touch this. Yodelay-hoo. Now rap, they've got New Kids on the Block. Country's got Charlie Pride. And it's pretty multicultural if you put them side by side. But I could be the new breed, yeah. The one to fill the gap, The best of both, yeah. That's the ticket. Country western rap. Yodelay-hoo. Yodelay-hoo. Woo! Yeah! Yodelay-hoo. Whoop, there it is. Lay, 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 lay. Well, I was hanging at the crib, I just chilling. I popped in the tape and my boy was killing. He was pumping up a jam. I had to have this. Who was it? It was Randy Travis. Say, huh? Well, it's off to the record shop. Hell, I didn't stop until my visa was smoking. I ain't joking. A left tower record charge machine broken. Yeah, boy. Well, I bought Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, too. My homeboy said, what you trying to do? I said, yo, bro, I don't mean to be dissing, but there's Boku jams that I think we've been missing. LL Cool J and Dolly Parton, Crystal Gayle, and I'm just starting. Or Reba McEntire and MC Hammer. What a double bill, it's a bad mama jammer. Johnny Cash, Bobby Brown, yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. Get down with a fresh little jam that's in between. It's a little bit of both, if you dig what I mean. Yodelay-hoo. I'm country like that. I'm country like that. Yodelay-hoo. Yee-haw.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of hippie on his chin. You say howdy and he says, hi, got anything that'll make me fly? And if you do, I surely wish you'd let me in on what you're dealing, brother. In your mind you start to ponder what to turn this fella on to, and then you get a look into his eyes. You find his beard is only makeup and his line is purely fake up. Then and only then you realize that he's your friendly neighborhood narco agent, friendly neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friendly neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking Fetty, there to trip you up while you are high. You're sitting in the coffee house gloom when the waiter comes up to you with a broom and he asks to sweep the floor around your chair. When you ask him why, he says, routine, we like to keep our coffee clean, and he proceeds to tidy up with care. You light yourself a cigarette, find out soon as you got it lit that 40 newfound friends are by your side. And someone hands you a note that's pencil telling you your flight's been canceled. Just the same, you're going for a ride. With your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friend, the neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking Betty, there to trip you up while you are high. Now you duck into an alleyway thinking, hey, maybe I can cop a J and get back before the boss finds out I'm gone. Remembering the golden rule, you look both ways, make sure it's cool, and when there ain't a soul for miles around, you clutch your baggie full of weed and careful not to spill a seed, you roll a joint as big as Baltimore. And as you take that first big drag in, a helicopter drops a paddy wagon, and guess who's standing smiling by the door? It's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local CIA. Your friendly neighborhood college dropout, undercover cop or cop out, keeping law and order bright and gay. Yes, you find out that the freak you trusted is a fink that got you busted. And 20 years is a long time to stay on the ground.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitton? Come on, let's have a hand for Bob Bitton. Here he is, all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitton. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Don't listen that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
I saw God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Tell
us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah. Man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys. Boy, the test is found here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
How do you get
on? Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys. Almost it. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Yeah, I rolled big joints.
I just say that's okay. They rolled big joints too. Ooh, you win another 100 games. Boy, the pressure's feeling. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number
behind
three.
One of those doors, Bob,
number three, man.
50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm going to make
man.
You do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the red.
No, I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or
what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the red, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four. No, no, Bob. It was only three. No, you're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
Oh,
one.
Number three, man. Number three.
One, two. One, black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Turn us next week. We're in line last. Make a dope deal.
What happened?
You know, a lot of people ask me if Steve Martin is my real name. Have I changed it for show business or anything like that? And now I'm not ashamed to admit it because I did have a funny name when I was a kid and I decided to change it for show business. But I think enough time has gone by and audiences are more sophisticated now that they won't laugh at my real name. My real name is... My parents had a sense of humor. My sister's name was Hill. And my mother got to call us for dinner and she'd go, So I had to move around a lot. But other than that, I had a very normal childhood. And I was thinking about this just the other day. I was just sitting home doing terrible things to my dog with a fork. And I started thinking about when I was in high school. I had a real normal, kind of healthy high school. I was on the football team. I was a quarterback. And I quit after 2 weeks. And I'll tell you why. Because when I'm the quarterback, I think I should be calling the plays. I don't think the coach should be sending in the plays. I'm in charge out there, and that's the way I felt. And I had my own strategy. I used to like to punt on first down. So I quit that, became a cheerleader. And that was really fun. You know, I got my first experience standing up in front of people, and I got my first writing experience. I wrote cheers for the team. But the other cheerleaders were so jealous, they would not use one of my cheers. I wrote, "Die, you gravy-sucking pigs." And try and make a touchdown, you scumbags. One last thing. If you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them, maybe one or two, there's a reason for that. I think performers have to move on. You just can't do the same old material over and over and over. And it's kind of a cheat, I think, to rely on the same stuff. And if you don't agree with me, well, excuse me! You know, one of the greatest art exhibits ever to tour the United States. Is the Treasures of Tutankhamun or King Tut?
Thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How to get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Only in Arizona, move to Babylonia.
Now if I'd known the line of just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum.
Crocodile. He gave his life for tourism.
Golden Idol. He's an Egyptian.
They're selling you.
Condo made a stoner.
Thank you. Good
night. Thank you. 897 WRTI. Henrietta. Modern Music and More. and lots of cheering at the end of that song, which was Steve Martin.
King Tut,
which is a good song. I don't play it often. Have I played it? I've played it like...
You played it fairly recently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. And I played the thing that came before it, which was called My Real Name.
Yeah.
Which was, I think it's funny. Cheech and Chong were before that with Let's Make a Dope Deal. Jeff Jason before that with Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent. When there's a story behind that.
Uh-oh.
I got email.
Yeah.
I was randomly, like, surfing around on the web and everything, and I came across the FAQ, the Frequently Asked Questions list for the song Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was one.
Yeah. Actually, there's a link off it off the Demento page.
Oh, okay. Have to check it out.
And I'm reading through it and everything, and it's got the whole history of the song and everything, and it's kind of interesting. And apparently he wrote, like, other verses to the song. He still performs it occasionally.
Yeah.
And, like, he put up this homepage. Like, Jeff Jason is apparently on the internet all the time.
Oh, really?
He says he reads Rec Music Dementia all the time. But he says he's written 3 new verses since the recording of it. And when he performs it, he adds these new verses onto it.
Oh, cool.
And I wrote to him telling him, you know, because he had his email address there, I wrote to him and I told him, you know, I play your song on my show. You want to be on my mailing list and get the playlist in the mail? And he's like, of course I do. He, like, wrote back. He's like, of course I want to be on your list, you know. And he talked about his song and he gave me the lyrics for one of the other verses,
which are
kind of funny. I can forward them to you if you want.
Yeah, do it.
I don't have them here, so all you people at home can't listen to them or anything, because I'm not going to read them to you. But you can always go and search for it on the web. I'm sure you'll find it. That's that story. That's my Jeff Jason story.
That's cool.
So he gets our playlist now. And
how many people are on that list? Any idea?
14 or 15.
Oh, okay.
There's quite a few. Well, there's enough to make it a real list. It's not like, you know, 3 of my friends. Vance Gilbert before that, Country Western Rap, The Tunes with Punk Polka, The Youpers with Second Week of Deer Camp, and The Foreman with Lazin' in the Shade of the Information Superhighway. Any idea when they're going to release their old stuff?
No. I heard from the bass player a long time ago that they were going to release it, but I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know what's going on with it.
All right. Should check up on that.
Yeah.
Tom Lehrer with Masochism Tango, and Malone and Nucci's with Wanna Wacka Weenie off of the CD that I got, which is, I don't know, it's mixed. Some of it's kind of good, and some of it isn't worth it. But, I mean, it's a story, so you got to have segue material. You know, you can't always make it good. We're friggin' here for another 20 minutes.
So.
Yeah, 20 minutes. You want to make a request, 475-2271. I can still get it on for you. I had something else to say. Oh. I thought that this would be a great opportunity, considering all the net talking I've been doing, to tell people where the friggin' here homepage is, where you can download all the
playlists.
Old playlists. That's all that's there
right now.
That's
all that's there.
The playlist. I don't have anything else because I haven't had time to work on it. But I do get the playlists up on a fairly regular basis after Tom types them all in.
Yeah.
But get your pencils ready, because I read fast and I only read once. It's at http://www.rit.edu/tildetpw496h/FRAGGIN/HERE.html. And that's where it is.
Right.
And That's the friggin' Here homepage if you ever want old playlists. What did I queue up? I did queue something up.
First time all night.
I have no idea what it is. It could be...
Could be a record. Could be a CD.
No, it's a CD.
Okay.
It's, Oh, you know what it is?
What?
I queued up Spike Jones.
Oh. Huh.
It's something called... Because we were looking for another Hawaiian song before.
Yeah.
It's Hawaiian something or other.
Oh, really?
Like the name of the song. So I'm going to play that and see what that's like. It's a little bit late to segue it, but...
That's all right.
Still want to play it. It's Spike Jones, Hawaiian something or other. I'll tell you that the next break. So stick around and call up and make a request.
Pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakeeans.
Fine.